Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
Here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFF 97.7. We are knee-deep in the book of Hosea today. Hosea was a prophet of God during a very bad time in Israel. Israel had totally turned its back on God. Poor Hosea kind of got a bum rap. God wanted his holy man to feel what he was feeling, how his wife, his children, who he refers to as his wife, had gone a-whoring. He told poor Hosea to go choose yourself a wife, but don't pick as you normally would. You know, the holy man in Israel would normally pick one of the finest princesses of Israel from a fine family. Good morals. He says, I want you to go get a whore.
Go down to the red light district.
Yes. And I picked her out. Her name is Gomer. She's a very active whore. And I'm sure Hosea is like, God, did I hear that right?
I'm the only one doing right here.
Did you say go get a virgin? No, that's not what I said. You heard me. I don't stammer. Poor Hosea. Well, he did. Every time he'd come home from a trip, he'd have to go pull her out of another man's bed. And he felt the anguish that God was feeling. And it helped him to preach to the people about the feeling that God was actually having. Follow God with all your heart. He might send you on a mission that seems a little odd sometimes, but if you're following him with all your heart, you will understand, and he will get the results that he needs to get. Hosea is so full of wonderful things. It's an analogy to end times in here. God will, there's references to Christ, references to what happens to these people once they leave this world. They are God's people. There's references to that in here. We're in chapter 4 right now, and I wish you'd go back and catch the earlier episodes on WBFFradio.com, especially episode 1. There are things in this Bible that you have never heard in church. Well, maybe some of you have. There's a few out there that have read the book. Most of the pastors are preaching what they were taught to preach, and religion has softened the words of this book because they just don't really want you to get it all. And I don't understand it, because once you get it all, you read this book in its totality, it ties science and the Bible together so tightly, there's no doubt. So go back to WBFFradio.com and catch episode 1 at a minimum. Hopefully you'll be hooked and you'll come right along with us. We're on chapter 4 today of Hosea. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. America. Wow. What an analogy there. You look at the news lately? Is there any truth in it? You can't believe what you hear. Can't hardly believe what you see with AI starting now. Mm-hmm. I watched a clip of Donald Trump giving a speech that Donald Trump did not give. And the thing that made me wonder was, I know he didn't say those things. Mm-hmm. So I did a little research on it. No. It was completely software generated, but it was Donald Trump's vision of Donald Trump, his mouth moving perfectly, the words sounding perfectly. You got to watch what you say. Just what God says here. This is Israel 3,000 years ago. Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Interesting analogy for America. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. There we go. We have a crime spree like you wouldn't believe in America today. Killing and lying and stealing, committing adultery. 50% of marriages end in America. I think it's up to 55%. on the downside.
Sorry. Then setting up the GoFundMes and the Kickstarters for the murderers.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea shall be taken away. God's blessings will not be on the land anymore. America, in God we trust. No, in God our forefathers trusted. It's still on our currency because a couple people demanded that it stay on there. But if the left could do their will today, it would be off. The last evidence that we ever were a godly nation. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Ah, what does that mean? Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. You got to analyze every word. You got to read between the lines. That basically says there are no good men in the land. So don't let anyone chastise another. Mm-hmm. For they are as they that strive with the priest. They are as those who hear the word of God and just absolutely ignore it. Everyone. Therefore shalt thou fall into the day, in the day, and the prophet shall fall with thee in the night. And I will destroy thy mother. Ah, even the religious sect has lost its way. We've talked about that many times. God's going to bring destruction on all. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children. Okay, it's a lot to be said right there. The law was given as a punishment because God's first covenant with Abraham was follow me with all your heart. And I know I say this a lot, but you got to understand that the premise of this book is a threefold. Follow me with all your heart. You won't do it here. I give you a law as punishment because one day you'll cry out for the simplicity of the first covenant and Jesus Christ will establish it. Follow me with all your heart and be baptized. That's what this book is about. The heart of mankind. Follow me with all your heart. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. Ah, we'll curse those to the third and fourth generation that hate me. Your children are a part of you spiritually. Turn your back on God. He'll have no blessings for your children. Oh, that sounds so mean, Jonathan.
No. I mean, the way that I see that is the children are the base of the totem pole.
Yeah.
And everybody who came before them, it just trickles and goes down.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Like the hallway I talk about.
Absolutely.
You go through a hallway of life. There are doors on both sides, some good, some bad, some evil, some very evil. Be careful which ones you open because your children come right behind you down that hallway. That is your family's hallway. Every family has a different hallway. Careful what doors you open because you can't close them. Your children have to pass by and peer in and possibly step through. So all of God's wonderful blessings will not be on your children if you've turned your back on him. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. And we talked about the excesses of the kings of Israel. The more they got, the more they wanted. The more they got, the less devoted their time was to God. Started with Solomon, the second king, the richest and carnally wisest, but in his end days he worshipped other gods because of foreign wives. Excess 1,000 wives and concubines. I've done the math on that. How in the world does a single man keep up with that? It's astronomical.
you'd have to have interaction with at least 3.5 to 4 of them a day.
A day, per day, just yeah. to fit them but all in one year.
Yeah, 1 year.
Excess. Christian, the biggest excess that American Christians have is food. And food will lead you down a path. You feed this body more than it wants, the spirit man will lose control. It says that right here in Hosea, just a little bit of time from now. Excess of food. God says, I place the spirit in the heart of man. Because the mind of man is contrary to the will of God. Because this flesh is mixed with the seed of the serpent now because of the children of Israel and their disobedience of God. Not wiping the land clean of these others that were there. You got to catch the former episodes to understand that, especially episode 1. So you feed this body more than it needs, than it wants more. And you feed it more, and the spirit man slowly goes to sleep. Then it wants more wine, then it wants more worldly pleasures. God never said you couldn't have worldly pleasures. He said keep everything in moderation. As they were increased, as they grew fat, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory unto shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. They desire more and more lustful things. There shall be like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. And in many episodes past, we've pointed out that the Levites, the priest line, stumbled right away. They got into religion for money. And the religion for money went into religion for flesh. More and more. There was one time under Phinehas and several others that there was a brothel set up right next to God's tabernacle. I will reward them for that. This is the loving God who is becoming the destroyer now. Push him too far. This Bible says if you are his, you will always be his. You look at the life of Saul in 1 Samuel, and you'll understand that. If you are truly his, that means your heart truly followed after him at one point in your life. It doesn't mean you got up in your church and made a confession of faith. That means nothing. It's all about the heart. You can do that every Sunday. I've been to churches all my life. I see some people do it every Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know? What's missing there? Apparently in the heart, it's not cemented. They need to keep saying it to believe it. No. If you truly have a heart for God, you have established a communication with God like David did. Out of the blue, he didn't go to the priest to inquire of God. He started inquiring on his own. That's what happens when you grow a relationship with God. And once he started this relationship with God, it trumps the law. The law was put there as punishment because they wouldn't follow God with all their heart. For they shall eat and not have enough. Ah, they shall commit whoredom and shall not increase because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. All of this pleasure that they've left me for will not satisfy them. At the end of the day, they'll still be empty and alone. How many of you have realized that? Stepping out from God. Wow, that was a really good party, but there's an emptiness inside me. You know, sure, that emptiness felt fulfilled for a few hours, but it's the end of the day, and I'm here alone, and something is missing. It's the spirit man who's lonesome, because the only one who can satisfy the spirit man is the Spirit of God. You have to have a relationship spiritually. Whoredom and wine and new wine. Take away the heart. What have I been saying for weeks now? Excess puts the spirit man to sleep. God says, I place the spirit in the heart. He's talking about the spirit right there that he knew before he put you in the womb. He placed you in the heart. whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Excesses of pleasure in this life. Not pleasure. Pleasure, God says he wants you to be have pleasure. Never told you you couldn't drink wine. He says keep everything in moderation. Because don't put your spirit man to sleep. Because once you do, the carnal mind, which has no love for God, is going to take over and drive this flesh to places you don't really want to go. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth it unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err. And he's not only talking about carnal pleasures there. The whoredoms that he's talking about is worshiping other things other than him. And they don't have to be Babylonian gods. They can be fine jewelry, fancy cars, can be flashy women, can be flashy men. There are women. Whatever has focused your flesh on it, that is what you're worshiping. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom and your spouses shall commit adultery. They do whatever they want to in a Gentile life. They find shade. They don't look for me. They look for pleasure. And because the fathers are not following God, their daughters and their wives will not follow God either. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredoms, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Now this alludes to offspring of the nation, the daughters of Israel. Israel is scattered in 70 AD, and the Israelis go to all corners of the world, and there is a lot of evidence that, I mean, we are a Judeo-Christian nation. There's a lot of, we are an offspring of Israel. I'm not going to punish them for the sins of their fathers. We're going to wait and see how it all plays out. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Bethaven, nor swear the Lord liveth. Don't even come looking for me anymore. You have crossed the line. Don't come up here and try to make a sacrifice at this point. Although, God always has a plan. But we've seen this many times through Leviticus and the earlier books. He gets angry when they continually turn their back on him. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Interesting. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. That all goes back to the king. You remember that story? The king is laying in his sick bed. He says, go inquire of the Babylonian God whether I'm going to get better. And at the time, God says, is there not a God right here in Israel?
Right.
Am I not the Almighty God? Mm-hmm. I'm right here. You're going to travel 200 miles to talk to this wooden statue.
Yep.
See if he's going to get better. They're drunk. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye leaders of nations who do not follow God will not have prosperous nations. The wind hath bound her up in her wings. They shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. You follow other gods, you will fail. And I just told you it doesn't have to be a religious God. Mm-hmm. It could be the largest record collection in history owned by one man. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel. He's calling out the people and the religion right there. O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because ye have been a snare to Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I've always fought your battles. Not any longer. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God in the spirit of whoredoms. Is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. Remember that time? It wasn't that long. It was like 300 or 400 years after they got into Canaan, and they found the old book of the law in the temple, covered in cobwebs and dust. They had no idea. They had set up other gods inside God's temple. They had made their own religious ceremonies. A couple of the kings had made their own religions. Totally forgot about God. Moses had even written a little simplified version of the law, the highlights. Mm-hmm. They could carry in their pocket. He said, put it everywhere. Put it on your end table, your nightstand. Hang one on your doorpost. Carry one with you every day. So you'll never forget. Every generation after that failed their children. Failed in telling them about God. And I failed in that respect. I sent my daughter to Christian school all through her elementary years. And I somehow felt they were telling her about God. But they didn't. And I failed just like the Israelites have failed. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.